Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac. We've got a special guest in the studio today, and it's Philip London. Philip, welcome to Bridge FM.
Thank you all so much for having me.
We're glad to have you here, and we're excited to talk about the Hope Drive. It's happening this Friday on Independence Day, 4th of July, and this is a great way for that you guys are serving the community, but tell us exactly what's going on.
So it's a really exciting time. Basically, the goal is to drive hope into the hearts of people that may not have a place to go, may not have a hot meal on the 4th. To me, it's a day that signifies a declaration of freedom, which would have been a very hopeful time for a lot of people. You know, with all the turmoil in our world and in our country for various reasons, I felt led. I felt like God just urged me to do something with my day off from work. And I couldn't think of any better way than to have a good old-fashioned cookout.
That is a fantastic explanation, really, truly from the heart. We thank you. What will be served? What will be going on? What time?
So we're keeping it pretty basic, going with hot dogs and hamburgers, you know, maybe some sides, looking at baked beans, potato salad, a lot of chips, supposed to have some fresh fruit, going to have a lot of popsicles, hundreds of popsicles on hand.
That'll be good.
Bottled water. The goal is just, you know, to really have that family picnic feel that would make people feel connected, make people feel important. Like they're a part of something, even if we can only provide it for a limited temporary time. We really want to just inspire hope.
So this is going to be happening, like I said, on Friday. It's the Donner Park Shelter House. What all else is going on with this event?
Really, it's pretty much what it says. We just want to cook, eat, have some fellowship. We're going to have some music playing in the background. Maybe we can get a plug for some Bridge FM on there. And, you know, we just really want to set an atmosphere that's got some nostalgia to it that people may have experienced when they were younger and not experienced since then. Or maybe they are dealing with a disability or a financial situation, no transportation, whatever it may be. We just want to create the atmosphere for something wholesome and warm and familiar.
And I know you've partnered with Blessing Bags. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Blessing Bag Ministry is called the Grafted Journey. It's done by the Curtis family, and they're a very small, very quaint ministry. But I see so much potential in what they're doing, and I would love to help them grow in any way I can. They're such a lovely couple. The way they go out almost daily to take out water and popsicles and hygiene bags to these people who are experiencing hard times. No judgment. They just go out and love on them. We'll sit and talk with them if the people want that. To me, it's just something that I really wanted to be a part of this event. And thankfully, they obliged and have been amazing partners in every step of this.
Now, you said it's completely free. How does the fundraising come in?
You're right. It is free for everyone who wants a meal. There's not going to be any charge. There's been talks of putting out a bucket where people could throw in a, you know, Goodwill donation. If people want to make a donation, there are ways listed on the event page. But there's been such an outpouring of donations that have come in so far. We may try to establish something for another date down the road. But as of right now, people have just really felt compelled. I'd like to think that God's working on the hearts of people and really just pushing people to contribute. You know, I can't speak for those people, but the way I've seen everything come together, I had the idea come to me on an early Friday morning. I posted about it on Facebook. Within a week, almost everything was provided. Then the donations increased. I had a donation of $400. That almost matched everything that I've received for the food side of things. The blessing bag donations that were prepared for over 100 blessing bags, everything for that was taken care of, I think, in maybe less than a week. People just really came to the call.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Again, we've had Philip London with us here on Bridge FM talking about the Hope Drive. It's going to be at Donner Park Shelter House, and that is on Independence Day, Friday from 2 to 7.
I want to make it clear, though, from 2 to 3:30, 4 o'clock, we're going to have hot dogs and sides. I wanted to wait closer to dinner time to break out all the burgers. We are going to have delivery drivers, so I wanted to try and make that window smaller where all the burger action would be taking place. So if you're wanting a burger, come closer to 4 o'clock.
Gotcha. So Philip London, thank you so much for dropping by Bridge FM and telling us about the Hope Drive. To find out more information, just go to our website, thebridgefm.org. That's thebridgefm.org. But Philip, thanks for dropping by.
Keith and Sheila, I appreciate your time.